test. Then bracha rishonah shebeyetzer. The halachas of the first bracha of Berachas Kriya Shema. Bracha to Hashem alakeinu melech haolam yitzer or bar yechoshech. So it's really about the day. So the Gemara says that the Chazal made this nusach. They wanted to mention day and night, this nighttime and daytime, and vice versa. Titul lahaskar midas laila b'yom. So why was that? So the Ben Yona says lahitzim yileiv how recursim shemim shemisha bara or la bara chershach. So when he said the Bereshim is buried, both of them, to make it very clear that not like that sheet, not like those people who make that mistake. Mr. Barissa cut an olive, or so tzarek lahapse ben yotzer uvein or ki hechi delolishtema yotzer or. It shouldn't become one word. It should be very clear. Yotzer or. Should we pause there? I'm berhete b'shar tshuva mashakosav oed b'zep. That he says that that Meshur Sim Rashi Meshur Sov Roshot Tevis Mem Bav Mem, which is one of the shemas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You make sure you pronounce the Vav, etc. And it goes to a few different diukim. The Berhete goes to two different diukim of the Tefillah, etc. Beis. In Tov Omar, the person Shachris, he started after Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Hashem, Lekenu Melech Olam. Instead of saying Yotzor Baruch Hashem, he said Hashem B'dvoroi, Mari Baruvim. When Yitzchak Miyad, the Baruch Yotzor, he corrected himself. Vegam Sayim Yotzor Hamaros, and he ended off the bracha properly. So the fact that he said Hashem B'dvoroi Mari Baruvim between Alakena Melech Olam and what he said is not a problem. Okay. If he just said that, even though he ended up with Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Hamaros, or vice versa, he said Yotzer Abaloi Sayim Yotzer Hamaros, the Siyim was incorrect. So then, lo yatz. Imamar yotz or bari chershach asher bidvar mariv haravim. Vegam sai mariv haravim. So he said yotz or bari chershach, but the siyum was improper. So lo yatz. Hagav who then imamar mitchila rak yotz or im sai mariv haravim lo yatz. So the mechaber said the case was yotz or bari chershach. And you mentioned at the beginning about Ma'ariv. So the Ramah, even if you didn't mention at the beginning about Ma'ariv, but if you're Messiah Ma'ariv HaRovim, you're not Yotzei. Mishabura Sivkat and Beis. So a person corrected himself immediately, Miyad. Mishabura Davka Miyad, the Hanu Teichel Dibur, said that this works. Tech the Dibur and not longer. Thank you. I will ask the Dibur like Yotze, the like Koi Bracha, Shapata Bracha, Tashem, Lakin, Malach, Alam, Amashachos, the Warmer, Yotze, or. So the person said, forgot, he was not thinking. And he said, "Bracha Hashem Lakeinu Melech Olam, Hashem Bidvaroi Mariv Haravim." So he said the bracha of Bracha Hashem Lakeinu Melech Olam about Mariv. So if you immediately corrected, so then the day his bracha read Bracha Hashem Lakeinu Melech Olam, Hashem Bidvaroi Mariv Haravim. Here it's the order where Shalom Vesakol. So since it was technically deeper, it's considered that it's going back to the psicha, and therefore. And therefore, you're going to be Yotze. But if, however, there was a time lapse in between, it's so that there's no connection between the original bracha and what you said, so you have to start over again. So,
toch the dibur of Baruchat Hashem, or toch the dibur of you were continuing to say Amari Varavim and then went back?
No, I think we said the dibur of Hashem Bidvar Varavim.
Okay.
He said, "Bracha Hashem, Lakeinu Melech Olam, Hashem Bidvar Mariv Haravim, Yetzor Bari Chershach." Mashakaz Rachakach will Omer Yertzor. So the second case of the Mechaber was, if he said Bidvarmarivim, he didn't say Yertzor, or he didn't was Masayim Yertzor. He says Lo Yotzor. Who was in Amoru Velamiyad? Is according to what we're saying right now, even if he did say it, but if he let, if there was a time lapse between the first phrase, and he didn't go back, but he continued on. So he's still not Yotze because of the Hapsik. Cain calls him God and Hashem Abach Marpisha. So that's how the based on what we're understanding this word Miyad. So that has to be the understanding of the next step of the Shulchan Aruch. And it's the morning, you know, and he's going on all senses. Baruch Atah Hashem, he coughs before that, he says, whoa, and he corrects himself, he says, Yotzor, Baruch Hashem, Chesed Shalom, Baruch Hashem, Kol, and that's what he does. The Rechaim says, the law is, Kamachem Kiyem, Shalom, Gomer, Oysa, Ein Tzorach, Lahazchel, Meroish, Birchus, Yotzor, Mechadosh, Rak Yom, Yotzor, Baruch Hashem, Chatzep, Birchus, Yotzor, Meroish, Yotzor, Bezeb. Chen Yishin, Lamaisa, Kama Shekzav, Dabir, Allah. So, the Bach, Prima Godim, the Prisha, all understanding that this one phrase, you said those four Ashebi, the Rama, that's all you said, you corrected it immediately. That's the only chance you have to straighten this thing out. According to the Chaim, you have the person can continue on as long as before he finishes off that first paragraph of the nighttime bracha, as long as he doesn't say that in the morning, he catches himself before the bracha, he can continue Yetzor, Rechushik, etc. And that's what he holds Allah Mais Yushin to. Now, the reason why that's so, partially it's because he said in the first Sif that we do mention Midas Lai the Bayan. So he is not saying something which totally doesn't belong there, as long as it's in context. Together we're saying Yotzor and talking about the Yot Midas Yoyim. Right? But the fellow starts with, you know, Asher Yotzar, Sodom B'chachmo, Avorah, Nekavim, Nekavim, it's a beautiful bracha, but it's not the bracha, right? He's supposed to be saying at the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema. That's, you know, so according to the Bach, you said the first few words wrong, you correct yourself immediately, you have to actually, but you corrected yourself, fine. But this other Shita of the Derech Chaim, it's not so posh what he would hold in the case.
If you're correcting a talk to the Dibur, why does it matter according to the first opinion that you've gone further than a few words? It's still talking to the Dibur. You seemingly were talking continuously that whole time.
No, he's saying that if you've said the first phrase incorrectly, you correct it immediately. It's like you didn't say it.
But you can't do that on the whole.
You can't do that whole paragraph.
You can only do that on just small amount.
Right.
And the second opinion is not saying it's also the theory. It's just saying you added a whole lot, but what you added is not completely inappropriate.
Yeah. So the Bir Locha, it talks about. When you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you were planning to mention Laila, because you're supposed to mention Laila B'Yoyim. So you didn't say something which was totally improper here. You got a little carried away, you know. But you know, so it's not like you made the bracha with the wrong intent, and now you're trying to correct it. It wasn't the wrong. It was the wrong intent in the sense that you but lately you mentioned Midas Yoyim, Galar Menichasha Chasham Neyar. So either way, you're planning to mention whatever you're planning to do. You're planning to mention both. So you just needed to correct the bracha. It's a unique situation for over here. Okay. What you get according to their Chaim is Pshat Lamaisa over here, because the next case of the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Prima Godim is learning, is very difficult. Right, the person didn't say Hashem. If he said Hashem, if he said Bibra Mariva Ravim, he didn't say Yotzor. So he's not Yotze. That even if he did say it, as long as he waited, it's a problem already. You tell me much more bigger chiddush. Okay. Let's say if he said and he didn't say Yotzor, Lemmer Yotzor Pirish, even though he finished up the bracha properly, since in the middle he said the wrong things, he's not Yotzei. Okay. That the bir alocha here, tell the bir alocha lo omer yotzor. It's an important bir alocha. Ein mishabur b'nei kol zel adasa shulchan aruch b'chol apoyskim achrenim levad pri b'chada sheyesh lo shita acheres b'chol zel. The tavar b'inan shiyu kedin. We need two things to be able to get the yotzor the bracha properly. Number one. Aleph, Pesach is a bracha, MCO, so you have to say the beginning of the bracha or the middle of the bracha at least properly. And basically, Sima is a bracha, you need to finish up the bracha properly. The Vilna Gaon argues on the Shulchan Aruch with many rayas. The Pesach Kedas, Likra Kedas Arashba, Muba Beis Yosef, the Tali Rach, Bechasima is a bracha Levat. Shim Chosim Kedin is Yotzah. And so according to the Rashba, all bets are off over here. As long as he said Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Meroyos, he's Yotze. Therefore, Gamal Chamas Ramban Mavur the Grisotzer Kedas Arash with the Messiah Yotzer Meroyos. Avshal Yomer Betchila Rak Mariv Arvim. Avu Bekein is Yotze. So Halacha Lamaisa, some of Baruch is, and it's hard to tell the person he should go back. The Shulchan Aruch passing, he has to go back. So Mr. Burris says that according to Shulchan Aruch, he has to go back. But the Ein Ber Locha, where he's bringing it, the Gro argues and says, since he said Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hamaroyos, he's Yotzer B'di Eben, even though the middle of the bracha, since you didn't mention Yoyim Gerla Arben Techeshe B'Cheshe B'Nei Ar, you mentioned Yoyim, Midas Yoyim in that bracha, so you mentioned Yoyim, you mentioned Laila like you're supposed to, it wasn't the Nusach you're supposed to say, as long as the Chesima was proper, you're Yotzer. Okay, now then, Mishabur says in Dalit, who adin? If he said the Shulchan Aruch said if he said Yotzer or Shabim and he was inside my Riva Rovim is lo Yotzer. It sounds like it's the only problem if at the beginning you said something improper, and the end you said something improper. It sounds like if at the beginning you said it proper, even though then you said it wrong, you're Yotzei. So that's not true. Even if you said it proper the whole way, but if you end off with the wrong bracha, you end off with the wrong bracha. He says, Yotzei v'chosh shalom v'beis ha'kol, ha'mir lo'ori, da-da-da-da, bracha to Hashem, ha'mari v'arevim. You're not Yotzei. You had the whole bracha properly. Who cares? You need a chasim also. That's the most point. Zatim Shabura, who Kuliyam was separated, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't argue on that, because we're Beis Yosef. Chasim of Avadi Tzricha Liyos Kedin. Everybody agrees that this Chasim has to be Kedin. So why did the Shulchan Aruch say what it said? The Nok Shulchan Aruch Mitchila Loisiyam Yotzer Meroyos. If you said the wrong Chasima, it's not only because you said the wrong Psicha, even if you said the right Psicha. The mice in that case, you're not Yotzei. He mentioned it in context with other cases where there was a problem in the haschola. But this halacha is true even whether if the haschola was wholly proper. Come on, look at the im armor Yotzei or bar yechesh hashabid or mar yaravim, whom we shum the rosh the sign b'seifa the sign Yotzei morois Yotzei bishu hivsek b'mar yaravim kavur b'beis Yosef. His point wasn't not that you said the wrong and the thing, and that's the only time you're not Yotzei because you mentioned Marv earlier in the bracha. Also, his point is the other way around. Even though you mentioned Marv earlier in the bracha, since you started with the nusach of Shachris, you ended off with the nusach of Shachris. The fact you mentioned Marv in the middle, I don't care. That's the point he wants to say over there. So if a person just said Tchila Rakirz or Pirish, he said the whole bracha properly all the way till the end. At the end, he said the wrong thing. The end of the day, he's not talking about the sunrise or the light. He's talking about darkness. So now in that case, so he said the whole bracha properly. He's finished off with Mariv Aravim. If he corrects himself, Tech the Dibra, in this Gemara, Yotzer Amaroi, he says, Yotzer. Amishra Acha Shomer Mariv Aravim, Kle Dibra, Lo Yotzer. There, for sure, you need Tech the Dibra to correct it. It's totally wrong thing to say, you have to correct it. Af Shomer Yotzer Amaroi, Lach Kle Dibra. So, he said, Brochat Hashem, Hamariv Aravim. And then he pauses. He says, Yotzer Hamoros. Okay, it's very nice. It's Yotzer Hamoros, but it's not part of the bracha anymore. So you didn't correct it. We ever write a palm, Birchum, Birchus, Yotzer Or, because you have to go back to Mamash, to the beginning of the bracha. Okay, now, and that's it. So we tell you that he's not Yotzer. If he says, Mariva Rim, he's not Yotzer. So what happens? So he already said the next bracha. So Malasot. So lo yavse bintayim, don't go. Don't interrupt where you are. Like a sign, kaseder brichos rabba rabba. Chakach yomer yitzor karem kriyishma. We pass that around that the order of the brichos kriyishma is not ma'akev. So even though you said the first bracha second, the second bracha first, you still yet say, so why should we interrupt the bracha that you started already to go back to the first bracha?
I'm not quite sure I'm copying the big picture there. Meaning, the first bracha you got wrong. And you didn't
realize. This case right now.
Right.
So he started off with the case of Ramah saying was he started off the bracha properly, but he's Messiah, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Mariv Aravim.
Right.
So he's not yours to the first bracha.
Right.
He already said Avarabba. So we don't say, listen, you know, you can't go to Avarabba because you didn't get the first one right. Finish Avarabba, Baruch Atah Hashem, Habacher Ben Moyes, Obi Ahavo, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alkenim Alchalom, Yitzhov, Rechosh, Sesh, Lavarez, Ko, Shema. Yitzhov, Avarois, Shema. Right. Okay. Now there's the last little piece of Shulchan Aruch, which I don't think we did before then at the end of the sif. Alam Saim Yotzer Marois, Kimish Apostle Yotzor Yotzal Bisha Hisak B'Mari Baravim. So if he ended off properly, he said it properly. If at the middle he said the wrong thing, it doesn't bother us. Yotzer Ches. So let's get the general rule out of this sif. According to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, you need two things right to make it work. You need the beginning, or if not the beginning, you corrected yourself according to the way the. We had two opinions, either the Chaim or the Prisha. Either you have to correct yourself immediately, type of deeper. Kon der Chaim, possibly, if somewhere in the middle of the bracha you correct yourself. So the middle of the bracha is you mentioned the correct bracha of the day. Beis chasimus a bracha. You also ended it properly. The same halacha would be flipped around by nighttime. If a person by Mara would start the bracha of the morning, so if he said the bracha of the nighttime at the beginning and the end, the fact he mentioned the yom in the middle doesn't bother us. If he started off with the yom, he corrects himself immediately according to the Bach, the Prisha, and the Primogodim, he's okay. If, according to Derech Chaim, as long as he corrects himself somewhere in the middle of the bracha, as long as he ended off the bracha properly with Hamari Baravim in that situation. Even though he was massive with Mariv Aravim in the middle, it doesn't bother us. Tess. Techle Dibur, Shimsim Aravim, Techle Dibur, Shabir, Psychos Yetzor. See, even if He said, "Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakein Melech Olam Yotzer Or Hashem Yirumar Varim B'Chochma Pesach Shorin." Right? Bar Kolnus the Arbis the Baruch Hasima. Right? He gets to the end of the bracha. He had a bad night, you know, right? He said those two words. The rest of the nusach was the night nusach. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzei Hamarois. He finishes off with the day nusach. He's yotze. If the whole nusach was nighttime and you only got two words of the daytime in the beginning, so lechari you shouldn't be yotze. No, you yotze, even though it's actually deeper, which that's like sort of like correcting. It's almost like he was confused and he started the day bracha and then correct himself to the night bracha. We don't say that's what happened. Okay. Okay. Sif Gimel. So that halach is that sugya is behind us. Yeshem Shekadusha should be Yotzer Yachid Armo. We mentioned Kadosh and Kadosh 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 and Baruch. Can an individual person say it? Normally, Kadosh has to be said as part of a group. No. It's not a problem. Yochid can say the fisheinu ela siper devorim. We're saying that the malachim say this. We're not saying it ourselves. We're saying this is what the malachim do. Okay, so I'm telling you a fact. So I don't need 10 people for that. V'yeshar m'shi yochid medalgo v'ena nemer sela b'tzibur. Some disagree. The Rambam holds that this is really a form of saying kedusha, and therefore when you're davening b'yachidus, you can't say it. V'yesh lochosh li divrayim. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, because of the, you should take the Rambam into consideration, and the Blizar Shayachid Yamrena Benigun Batomim Kikar Batara. So you should say it, clearly indicating you're not saying it as an act of saying kedusha, but rather you're doing it because you're saying over a pasuk. How do you indicate that? If you say it with the Kadosh, 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 with the nusach of a haftarah nigan, so you're indicating that you're saying a batar as a pasuk, not batar is saying kedusha. Now go, kvar poshan minik hasor rishona, but our minik is like the first opinion that you're allowed to say it. Yachid omer oisa. When you do answer this kedusha, you should say it out loud together with the tzibur, in the case of the tzibur. Okay. So now, if you hold, you skip it. What do you say? So how do you get this? How does this paragraph work? So we have the malachim are anim ba'amrim b'yirah, b'vayfen b'chavis hakodesh, b'shapchim ba'amrim l'kel baruch limos yitenu. It doesn't sound right. So what are you going to do if you'd skip it? So zot mishabura yud rak yomer ba'amrim b'yirah kadosh, and you don't say the full pasuk. You say the word kadosh. That's how the Magen Roman understands you're supposed to do. Because of Yichadish, I feel him Yachid Mispalo Levade Bashir Sheikhir Lavoy, Kim and Ikat Sibur, I remember I feel a Balachish to Kuliyam. This is all talking about when you're davening Mamish, not with the Sibur. But you're sitting in a shul, even though you're behind. So then you can say it, even though you're saying it to yourself, you can say the full pasuk. There's another option, which is the opposite, with people who go ahead because they want to be able to make Shemon Esrei, Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Chara, they should also get a right to say the whole pasuk. That's right, again, Halacha L'Maisa. Pasha L'Minig. The Minig is that we like the first opinion that you could say the whole thing. B'Yagra Hizkim Halacha L'Deya Right now, that you should not say it. So now, the fish ain't lozuz man minig. So now we have the minig which says you should say it. We have the groa paskening that you should not say it. So we're not very happy not to say it. If the groa says not to. Nochal hader im armer b'yachid lemer b'nigan b'tamim kikar b'sukim. So therefore, Mishabura says the suggestion that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned of saying it in a way which you're indicating Badafka, you're not saying it as Kedusha, but rather you're saying it as Sukkim, you by laning it with the Nigin, that you should do that. When you say this, you should say it b'kolrom. Kedusha zu im efsher toiv loymer meyushev. It's preferable to say this kedusha seated. He sends you to the Ber Hetev. He brings from this. This is that the Rama Mipano. Rav Nachum Azari Mipano said that this LP Kavanas, etc., is supposed to be said seated. Okay. B'kol Rom, you should say it out loud, but that Allah is only if you have 10 people, you should say it out loud. Abim Yochid Armor Balakas, you could say it quietly. I'm sorry, Chuba Kostaday the Kapeda, Yochid Miran B'kol Rom. I'm saying the Yochid B'davka should say it quietly. The Shah Chuba says, no, you don't have to say it quietly. Now, Sif Dalit. Sif Dalit says like this, that we don't do this. This is the way the some Sardim do this. That according to them, they say the whole bracha together with the chazan. Birchas Yotzer Ve'arvis Omer Im Shliach Tzibur Benachas. You should say it together with the Shliach Tzibur quietly. Hagav Bimar L'Saim Kadim Shisaim Shliach Tzibur V'Yana Omen. If that's what you're doing, you should be able to answer him in. You have to make sure you finish the bracha before he does. Now, if the truth is, hearing it alone will allow you to be yotze. The bracha is Elu Hashiach Tzibur Moitzi Yachid Al Bishahu Baki. So the Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi the yachid, even though the yachid is a baki. He can be moitzi them because you have 10 people. We'll see that. So mi ena Shliach Tzibur moitzi a yachid bepachas mesor. But this halacha being moitzi the yachid, who's a baki, you need 10 people for that. The next point of the Shulchan Aruch is we do not want to interrupt between the bracha and Kriya Shema, because the bracha is going on Kriya Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch says you do not answer Amen after the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Habacher Bamo Yisrael BeYahavo. You do not answer Amen. Mishum Dehavi Hafsik. Ryan, come on, Simon Samach Aleph. And that the Ramah says, take a look over there, where she says that the Ramah says the minhag is to yes answer Amen. It's interesting. The Mishabura suggests that the solution for this is to say it together with the Chazan. And whenever you say the Bracha together with the Chazan, you don't answer Amen anyway, so that takes you out of the Suffolk. Minhag Yeshivas is like the Ramah. The minhag Yeshivas in Europe was like the Ramah. And the frontals, like every answer remain. Like, see, every remain animals at Saud, you would listen, you know, the whole Sibra is saying it together with, you know, being very firm and saying it with the Mishabura, and Rabbi Ainer would, Chazm would finish the bracha, and Rabbi Ainer would say, Amen, Shema, you know, and like, you know, I wonder if anybody ever asked him, like, why he did that, because the Mishabura says not like that. I'm not sure that would have been healthiest thing to do, but they would have learned something. Rabbi holds is not a problem. Actually, a Rosh, but the Rosh says no issur being mafsik, because you can't be mafsik between the brichas and mitzvahs and the mitzvah. He says, but it's not a brichas and mitzvahs, but you didn't say brichas Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kedusha, but some of Tzivanu Lik Roses Hashma. You said a bracha about the brichas bracha Amo Yisrael Be'av. So it's a brichas Kriya Shema, but the same way you say Amen after the first bracha brichas Kriya Shema, you say Amen after the second bracha brichas Kriya Shema. So. Really, you should say, I mean, after the third bracha brachos kriya shema, just you don't, because the problem of being masked with gula latvila. At nighttime, you do. It's nothing to do with hepsik. There's a bracha before, there's a bracha afterwards. Like, you know, so the remorse says the whole thing that doesn't seem to make sense to him. Okay, let's at least get some of the mishaburas in over here. So, brachos yotzer, you say it with the shliach tzibur. Brichas Yotzer, who didn't call a bracha, is a Kriya Shema. So it's not dafka the first bracha, Brichas Kriya Shema. It means all the three brachas, Brichas Kriya Shema in the morning and the four at night time, you say them with the chazan. Yimash Shleich Tzibur. Why do you say it with him? There are more points out. You can just listen to him. You can be Yotzer with the chazan. By tefillah, Chazal said, if you can set yourself, you have to set yourself. Because tefillah is a personal request of the person. Really, you should be setting yourself unless you can't. Every person needs to make their own requests. But over here, you could be Yotzei. You should say it with him quietly. Shekim and Shem Brochus are Ruchus, and Elam Yochel Lacham and Torah Imashir Tibur Beshtika. It's very hard to focus. We are made no Gimli Zor Lerma Dafka Benachas, Swain Rir Lacham. So, the Sardim, they say it along with the Chazan, they shouldn't say it out loud, they should say it quietly along, and he should be the one who's heard. Therefore, there's somebody, Mitzad, he's the fact that he's the Tzibur, he needs to say it out loud to be, as the word to be much of the Tzibur, whoever wants to be Yotze, etc. If you're saying it out loud, then therefore you're making it that he can't be heard. So that would be improper, according to that. If you want to answer a man, you have to finish before the Chazan, Kedem. The answer also lana. So man, Kemoshis, Nisparbisim, and Samachvav. You can't answer a man, even on that bracha, in the middle of the bracha. Once you say Baruch Shem in the morning, you do not say Baruch Hu until you get to Chazar Sashatz. So you'll say Amen after the Shech Tzibur. So the person finishes Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzei Hamarois. The person next to him finishes it, you know, a few seconds later, he finishes. So you answer Amen. It's not Lafka by the Chaz. You can answer Amen. Mishabura holds to anybody who's saying that bracha. Now, that's some of this bracha, Bracha Tashem Yitzhak Amorais. So I can answer Yitzhak Amorais from the guy next to me on my right, the guy next to me on my left, the front of me, back of me, the Chaz, and everybody. What about the guy next to me? He's holding earlier. He just finished Yishtabach. I just finished Yitzhak Amorais. And he finishes Yishtabach. Can answer Amen. So that's the Mechlokas. We'll see later on the Mechlokas. Mishabura holds Iker Pesach is that you could. The Mishabura says over here, Bein Baruch Hazu, Bein Baruch Acheris. So later on, the Mishabura brings the Mechlokas. Over here, the Mishabura passes, if you finish the Berachas Kriyishma, you finish that Baruch Hazu, Baruch Hazu Hashem, Yitzhar Marais, you can answer Amen to any Baruch Hazu. But if you did not say it, you just listen to the chazan. You'd say Shmuel Mitzich Tzibur. Dafkim Kibin Lotzitz Mitzich Tzibur. Kamal Tziyoy Kiliyel B'Sim Involved Sif Talad. This halacha being yotzei with somebody else saying it requires kavana on your part to be yotzei with the person who's saying it, and kavana on his part to be mitzi you. Okay. Now, the Mishmur says that we're worried that the person's mind is going to wander. Even if the person's mind didn't wander, if he heard the main parts of the bracha, he'd be Yotzei. So even though it's not how Chazal wanted you to do it, but the Maisa, you'd be Yotzei. Chaf. These brachas, the Chazal can be Motzi. Elu, Shakriya Shema, Behudin, the Chol of Brachas, Kaliyab, Simon Vav, all Brachas HaShachar, he can be made to you, even if you're Bach, as long as you have 10 people. Shema Pri Chodesh, Simon Ches, Sif Hei, by the Tzitzis, Vain Shema HaShachar, Brachas HaZachayim, Simon Reshetes, Sif Hei, by Brachas HaGomel, Simon Reshetes, Sif Dal, Vami Brachas Shal Tefillah, Dan Shech Tzibur Moitzi as a Bokhi Kiril Kamon Mesimin Chufadal. Shmonesra, you can either say yourself unless you are not able to. So he can Moitzi you in all in these cases. Fine. Shubaki. he can invite the person who's a baki. I feel him yotze kara. Even if the chazan already davened himself earlier, moitzi, he can still be moitzi. So the chazan can get up. And say Berachas Kriyas Shema out loud to me, Moitzi, the person who's a baki, who could say it himself. Now, the Mishabura did say earlier, really, it'd be better that he should not do that. The person should say it himself. But make sure that he could do that. Come on, Simon, Simon, Samatas, Udon, Kola Brachas, Kalkum, Simon, Tafke, Hey, Tafre, Sari, Bays, Rabbrachas, and Heading, Misha, Yot, Say, Yokol, Hoytse, Acher, Acher, Shukh, Mukhe, Badaim, Bebracha, Come on, Simon, Misha, Gimel, Sif, Bays, Philom, Misha, and Abaki. The only exception to this is by Berachas and Nehenin. They have Berachas and Nehenin. I can't be much to you with a shahakal, even if you do not know how to say shahakal, unless I'm eating also. I can't be much to you in that situation. Mishabura Chopes. But the Sheikh Tibur can't be moitzi the Yachid unless you have 10 people. The Yachid, Philly, Man, a Baki. And this is true even if he's not a Baki. Now that's quite a machlokes, I think. Unless you have 10 people. Bachas Meyasor. Now, Mazel Davka, Lenin Birchas Kriyashma. Vigam Birchas Shachel Abush Machmer Kibirchas Kriyashma, that you need 10 people to be moitzi others. Al Shah Brachas could go in Birchas Amitzes, the Birchas in the Hennefil Yachim, Moitzes Yachim, Lafil Labaki, Kleb El, Simon Ches. You don't need 10 people for Birchas Amitzes, Birchas in the Hennen, Birchas Kriyashma, and Birchas Ashachar are a different story. You know what? I don't want to run through this. Let's hold by Mr. Baruch of Gimel.